Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, everybody. It is a partly cloudy Tuesday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, Laura Oakes with us, Adam Carter, dead to us.
Who?
Absolutely, positively dead to us. I think he's out of town. I was texting with him yesterday, but I honestly am not sure. So that means he's out. And I think it's over, honestly, for Adam after we debut Ask Rena Anything. Because I think this one might be magical.
This is
and
the
I
one,
mean,
huh?
Carter's, I think Carter's been, what would you say? I think you told me the other day you thought Adam on Ask Adam Anything is like a two. And I think that was on a scale to 1,000, I think you told me.
In terms of his effort, you know, I mean, it's in that range.
You said effort, that's right. Yeah. Listen, effort is question mark. Because some days he's fired up. Other days he'd like to run me over in a car. Actually, well, pretty much all days.
Yeah, no, that's all days.
All days he wants to run me over in a car, yeah. But some days he wants to play along, and other days he's looking for the keys quickly. So he's out. Our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 is in. But, you know, like Adam, he's available 12:35. Rena's a big shot.
Yeah.
She's in meetings. She wouldn't tell us what meeting.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
You asked a number of questions.
Yes. Yeah.
And she said, Don, don't ask me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll play your little game. Ask Rena Anything at 1:35.
Yeah.
So.
It was very highly secretive. I don't know what was going on, but we could not get into the specifics. It was just there was a meeting.
Yeah, I think.
Preclude her from doing 12:35. That's all I know.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed Ask Adam Anything. It was kind of fun. It was a lark.
It was a good run.
I don't think it was that much. Yeah, it was okay. I think this may be it. I think he might be done. He might be cooked.
This is the Wally Pipp moment, is what you're saying right now?
Let's not give him that much credit. Okay, Wally Pipp played for the Yankees. This is a little dog and pony early afternoon radio show. Let's calm down. Okay. You think we're rolling out Gehrig and Ruth on this show? I don't think so. So Ask Rena Anything comes your way at 1:35. Looking forward to that. Let's just go over the other guests, what we got you right now.
Might as well.
Bill Guerin. I listened to Mr. Guerin as he addressed the media a couple hours ago about what happened during the regular season, what happened in the playoffs, what happens this summer. The loquacious Wild general manager will face a number of questions from moi at 1:05. Aaron Makewaid wasn't just big news in the state when she was going into labor as she was pursuing the endorsement to run for Senate. It became national news. We talked about it. Certainly her opponent pushed back a little bit, but Aaron Makewaid on what happened, how she's dealing with her baby, and her decision to move forward. That's at 2:05. And Jamie Yuccas. We had to move things around. It worked out well because Jamie could not appear at 1:35.
She was going to be mid-flight.
She wanted to go at 2:35.
Yeah.
Rena couldn't come on till 1:35. So, I mean, maybe we should just dump Garen and just have the all-female show. Probably better that way. So good stuff for you coming today. Congress today, with its first hearing on UFOs in over 50 years. So I have a simple question that I asked already, and I'll ask again. You can just text right away. And then I want more, by the way. And you can call or text if you have more. Do you care? Do you care that Congress, by the way, the hearing in public was for less than 90 minutes and right away went closed doors, behind the scenes, upper level intelligence that can't share with commoners like us on the show. Now, Common's on a different show. Commoners like us. Do you care? Because I am a yes. And it is inexplicable, Dan Cook. And we'll get into what happened here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There is no defense. How is it possible we are having the first congressional hearing in 50 years? Because if you're one to think something else is going on and government does not want to tell us what really is going on, if you want to have your voila moment, today's it. It's your first hearing in 50 bleeping years. So I am a yes. Am I convinced what's going on? No. But this, come on. What, too busy? 50 years? Have you watched Congress? Have you watched the nonsense? So no defense for over 50 years, and yes, I care. How about you?
I mean, nominally.
You don't care.
I don't.
I just care.
I don't.
I can hear it already.
Here's the thing. Do I believe that there is life somewhere else in this universe? Sure. Absolutely. It's too big. Wow. It's 13.8 billion years old somewhere.
Sounds like you really care.
But do I believe that that life is visiting us on a regular basis? No. Do I believe that the fact that we don't have explanations for some of the things these Navy pilots have seen means it's alien technology? No. Do I think that the members of Congress should be focused on this in addition to other things? Not really. I don't know that what is this hearing really going to accomplish? And I'm not one to say, well, why aren't they talking about Ukraine or why aren't they talking
you're
about
in on the suppression.
Baby formula?
The suppression
of what?
Of evidence. That's your new name.
Of what?
Suppression
what
of evidence, Cook.
What? There's nothing. Hey, we see some things we can't explain. That's not evidence of anything.
How about the pigeon? The pigeon continues to come to my house. By the way, the pigeon now has pooped a couple times. Okay.
Of course he did.
Has pooped a couple times.
Yeah.
So the texters, maybe the pigeon just wants to come poop, is now a strong contender.
Yeah.
How do I know that this pigeon, which has been at my house since not this past Saturday, the Saturday before, every single day at some, maybe right now, the pigeon may be outside my window. Could the pigeon be tied to some unidentified flying object?
Well, I mean, are you going to go full on, you know, there's no such thing as birds. They're all drones and spy craft now.
No,
is that where you're going to go there?
That's so good. I just love that there's that phenomenon.
you want to go into that? Is that where we're going to go here?
Yeah.
Or yes. Is there a fact that maybe there's a good food source for the pigeon nearby and the pigeon's just flying around and sees its reflection in your window and thinks, hey, there's another pigeon. I'm going to go hang out.
Don't give me logic.
I'm sorry. I just, I mean,
just stop.
Reasonable explanations stop. Abound. What can I do?
Okay. I'm going to tell you some details that came out. Dan won't care because Dan doesn't care about alien life, doesn't care if they're trying to reach out to us and tell us there's even a better planet. And they're going, psst, psst, come here. Can you say that? This could be an Asarina thing. Mm. Can you go to somebody you know and go, psst? And if it's not sarcastic, okay, can you do that, psst, and it's not a jerk move? Because I don't think you can.
No.
Psst.
No. Because what are you, you're doing that because you're trying to get their attention without giving away to other people that you're trying to get their attention kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because if you really do this in a room with four or five other people, psst, I don't think it. I think other people hear it.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, it's completely ineffective. So now, now you're just being a jerk.
Now, if it's somebody in your house, because I'll do this, I'll give them a psst on the text, like, "Hey, what's going on?" That's okay, right?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, if there's inherent sarcasm and playfulness in it, that's a different thing. Yeah. But if you're legitimately thinking that you're trying to get somebody's attention that way, stop it.
Get here. Get here. Okay. Do you, you chime in on the psst too. Jerk move or not, because we're saying jerk move unless it's sarcasm. Do you care about the UFO hearings? I care. Dan doesn't.
Nope.
I care. Dan doesn't. Dan believes in government suppressing information from its citizens. I believe in transparency. I think it's very clear. If you want to text in on this topic, go ahead. 651-461-9226. If you want to shout down Dan because he's all about government, whatever government tells us, that works, and you're honestly curious about this UFO hearing, or you just want to call in and agree with Dan and say, I don't care at all, calls are accepted also. We're tough screeners, though. We are tough screeners.
Yeah, you got to bring
on this show. Bring it, yes. Something unique. As Scott Jensen and Matt Burke have said, game on.
Yes.
Not sure what I know. I don't know what that means. Is it just game on because Burke played football? But game on. 651-461-9226. 1223 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook with you. Adam off. If you're wondering about Ask Adam Anything, today it's Ask Rena Anything. Our friend Rena Sargentopoulos. It's at 1:35. We're talking about UFO hearings. A lot of texts coming in. Whether you care and why do you care? First hearing today in over 50 years. And it was only public for less than 90 minutes. So keep texting. Let me just give you some details. Many lawmakers and military personnel, I'm looking at an AP story here, have been working on for a long time, unexplained aerial phenomena. But this hearing, Dan, turned into more about, whether this is Russia or China, as opposed to something else from another land. A Democratic rep, Andre Carson, Indiana, chairman of the panel. I'd like to be chairman of this panel. They had their first hearing in over 50 years. I mean, how tough is that chairman position, Cook?
I mean, you know, sounds like a heck of a vacation time package you got going there. So, you know.
Yeah. Unidentified aerial phenomenon are a potential national security threat, and they need to be treated that way. For too long, the stigma associated with UAPs, that's what they're going with, as opposed to UFOs, has gotten in the way of good intelligence analysis. Pilots avoid reporting or were laughed at when they did. Department of Defense officials relegated the issue to the back room or swept under the rug entirely, fearful of skeptical national security community. That's 100% right, don't you think? It's all right. I mean, somebody thinks they saw a UFO. Please stop it. Come on. You're not credible. During the testimony, the Undersecretary of Defense argued there is need to balance transparency with the protection of sensitive intelligent information, saying there's an obligation to protect sensitive sources and methods. I certainly get that, Dan, but how many times have we had pilot after pilot? We had this big report a year ago about hundreds of reports from, in particular, well, it wasn't just Navy pilots, but Navy pilots were involved in dozens of them, and saying they're trained, they're skilled, they're respected, they're credible, and they have no idea what that is. They have no idea. Now, could it be Russia? Could it be China? Could it be another country? Sure. At what level do we need to know about that? And are we involved in some of the same stuff? Is our government involved in... Listen, God knows Trump is willing to say anything. Where are we at with our Space Force? Remember that was one of Trump's big things, Space Force?
They're around.
I didn't laugh at that as much as others, by the way. I mean, I laughed at 75% of what he said.
Sure.
Space Force seemed somewhat reasonable to me. We also have the director of Naval Intelligence showed video and images to demonstrate what they look like. This time, other U.S. Navy assets also observed unmanned aerial symptoms nearby, and we're now reasonably confident that these triangles correlate to unmanned aerial systems in the area. And just emphasizing more on the Intelligence Committee and the concern about Russia and China. So this hearing, Dan, and I get, listen, national security, sign me up. But it really didn't spend a lot of time on what we're talking about. It was more about, hey, is another country spying on us in a way that we're not aware of yet?
And that seems like a perfectly valid thing to investigate and to hold hearings on. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I approve of the fact that they're, you know, shifting the verbiage from UFO to, you know, unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP. Fine. You know, if we want to look into it as, you know, what causes this on an earthly level, is this, you know, is this a legitimate national security issue? But what grabs the public attention, what grabs the media headlines is, oh, they're talking about UFOs, they're talking about space aliens, are we being visited? You know, that's, and to me, that's a complete waste of Congress's time.
Man.
I know.
Apparently all you care about is St. Louis Park. What happens in St. Louis Park?
Anything among outside my bubble is just, you might as well be Mars. I don't care.
Your bubble is your apartment. Don't be ripping on Dan just because your yes man bailed on you today. Whoa.
Yeah, Chad.
Whoa.
I'm not sure.
Can I?
Carter's your yes
can
man?
Can I show you a sampling of the text that guy sends me? Oh, my God.
You might want to upgrade your yes man if that's what you're.
Yeah, that's he's an odd yes man. Is your text coming in at 651-461-9226? Honestly, I don't care if there's life out there. We are overwhelmed with life here. Yes, but we can do both. I care because I'm fascinated with things that can't be explained. UFOs, haunted houses, paranormal, etc., and pigeons that hang out at Chad's home. Yep. Yes, I'm interested in knowing what's going on. I love the idea of maybe going to see the inside of a flying saucer. Texter, I've seen UFOs twice. It changes everything. You can't go back to the same reality. It matters to unify humanity and humble us. I think there's a lot of truth to that, Cook. If you believed you saw an unidentified aerial phenomenon and it was that different and it was that visible, that image is not leaving your mind.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that necessarily. I think the idea of it unifying humanity can be a bit overblown. I think we've seen very stark evidence over the last few years about the inability of global phenomenon to unite humanity. So, you know, I know that's the plot line of Independence Day and everybody loves that movie, but I'm not really sure that's how it would work.
Why all the hate, Dan? It's a very good question. Yeah. Pigeon is a Russian spy from Trump. Not seeing much of my house. The pigeon and Coco Chanel are linked. Where is Coco Chanel? Why has the media given up so quickly?
Well, we'll have to ask Jason on Thursday, right?
Yeah. Or maybe Rena. Maybe we'll find out if
absolutely.
Rena cares.
She could be in on it. You know, we know Jason's part of the conspiracy.
She absolutely could be in on it. The roads and the chaos that continues to take place, the state patrol involved in something that happens on a regular basis. We've been talking about speeding. Let's talk about what the State Patrol is doing, what you're seeing on the roads, and is it adjusting in any way? Because I see no signs. That's coming up. By the way, it's Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Yeah.
At some point before this broadcast finishes, I don't know, could be this segment. Could be during weather and traffic.
Mm.
Could be in the 1 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock hour. We're not telling.
No.
Got to stick around. A 4-pack of Twins tickets. If they just continue playing the dregs, they're great. When they play the better teams, they get drummed. Who are they playing with this four-pack of Twins games?
Well, then you're in luck because this four-pack of tickets is for Tuesday, May 24th, against the Detroit Tigers, who qualify as dregs. So there you go.
They stink. And there's a 60% chance they'll play Byron Buxton. Even if he's healthy. We're only trying to play him 60% of the time. Weather and traffic and moments on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.